This preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
West Brom, good 2-0 win over Swansea in midweek. Berahino back amongst the scorers as well. They beat Birmingham in the last round. They take on West Ham, who drew Man United and Southampton recently. That's solid form. Didn't have to do too much to beat Bristol City in the last round. They eased through 1-0, but the class was there. And it's a tricky one to call this, because both teams would quite like a run in the cup, I imagine, and both in relatively decent form. So we'll start with you, Derek. Who would you like here?
Well, you are. You forgot to bill it as the Big West Derby. I mean, never loses a shine, that joke, does it? I love it. And it's Tony Pulis versus Sam Allardyce, and you talk about the romance of the cup. Jesus, imagine, there'll be more romance in there than there will be in my house on Valentine's night. You heard that one. I booked a quiet table for two last year, Valentine's night. He only potted two balls all night. That's another joke that will never lose its shine.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, West Brom's form has improved, but they're only beating teams that they should be beating. Well, you know, mid-table sides and worse. When they come up against anyone decent in the last 6 weeks, they got a shellacking. Tottenham beat them 3-0. And I would suggest West Ham's form reads an awful lot better. Two draws against Southampton and Man United. And a 3-0 win over Hull recently. I can't see why West Brom are favourites to win this game. West Ham definitely up for the competition. Sam Allardyce doesn't have a great record in it, but he said earlier in the season that the owners of West Ham have said to them, listen, you know, this is a real chance, especially with the teams that have gone out now. And you wonder whether West Brom, Tony Pulis, you know, you wonder whether West Brom will be as fired up for it, given that they've still got, you know, problems down the foot of the league. I just think West Ham are a good bet here, and the injuries to Andy Carroll doubly underlines it. I think it plays into West Ham now.
It's interesting, you know, the Pulis thing. I was interested in that, Derek, and I'd be fascinated to see the team news, because, you know, they're on 26 points, aren't they? You know, suddenly it looks a little bit rosier for them in terms of staying up. That's only 4 points above the drop zone, though. Yeah. And I think Pulis is too much of a wily manager to think that they're safe. He wouldn't be counting any chickens. My memory, tells me that he's played weakened teams before when there's been bigger fish to fry. He hasn't been brought in to win the FA Cup or get to the quarterfinals of the FA Cup even. He's been brought in to make sure they keep their Premier League status. If either of these teams are going to weaken down, then it's going to be Brom. Ham won't. Surely not. I mean, like you've just said, Derek, you know, they're safe. You know, if 37 is the barrier, they're on 38 points. There is absolutely no reason to weaken down here, and they actually should be going for it. This is when you get to a position like this in February, then the FA Cup should be your sole focus for the rest of the season, in my opinion. Until you get knocked out of that, then you can concentrate on points. I think the price is brilliant on West Ham. There is a worry that, you know, that their away form has been iffy, to say the least, recently. You know, they just haven't been great, haven't been scoring many goals. The only win away from home in the last seven games was the win over Bristol City in the previous round. That was only a 1-0 win, and it was the 81st minute when Sakho got the goal. So,
against that league, they've lost fewer games in the league away than Arsenal have.
Yeah, so they don't lose much, do they? But, you know, if you're going for the 19-10, then, you know, you obviously want the win, don't you? I just wonder if Pulis might send them out slightly weakened down, but to enjoy themselves, to use a really bad football cliche. I think it might be quite an entertaining game, this. I think it could have goals in it. West Ham won 2-1 there in December, when Nolan and Tompkins cancelled out at West Brom early goal. See something similar here. I do like the goal scorers as well. I mean, Berahino's been back in form. I mean, even Brown Adai started to score goals. He's 7-4 to score at any time. Berahino 8-5 to score in the match. He scored in the 1-1 draw at Upton Park, as did Sakho. So I'm going to look at goal scorers here. Sakho at 19-10 is far too big for me. I think, you know, we know he's a quality player. We know he's got pace. I think he gave Man United kittens, didn't he, in that game in the Premier League last time out. So I think West Ham will win, but I'm going to go for Sakho to score, because it's the same price, and I think it's a safer bet, actually. I think if West Ham are going to win, they're going to have to score a couple of goals. So Sakho anytime at 19-10 for me here.
Okay, Sakho to score anytime for Lee. West Ham for Derek.
Yep.
Moving on to...
Compare those up, by the way. Is that the headline offer? No, it's Valencia, isn't it? But you compare those up and get a decent price if you agree. I mean, it's dangerous to agree with Derek and me, I think, in one go and trust your money on it. But Sacco to score in a West Ham win is 19-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.